Hello and welcome to the 56th episode of the Pop Papa Napcast. I'm your host, TJ Deitch, and if I sound tired, that is because I am. Anyone who listened to last week's episode will remember that our son, Jack, wound up coming out 7 weeks early. So I'm kind of getting these in when I can, recording them, trying to cut as little as possible and post them, but I do want to keep people up to date on what's been going on. When last you heard, Em was still in the hospital after giving birth. Most of everything went down on Sunday, April 6th, but he was actually born at 12:29 on April 7th a.m. Em was in the hospital for those next 2 days and was discharged on Wednesday. She's doing great, taking a nap right now. Jack is still in the NICU, but he has been doing really well since then. I'm trying to think, he's been doing great. He had a nose thing in to help him breathe. That's out now. He had a few more things that were in that have all come out, and he just had his IV come out. I'm recording this on Tuesday. It'll go up Wednesday. We've been there once today already, and we'll go again in the afternoon, but he is doing well. We try to go during his feeding times. He's up to 35 cc's of formula and is doing really well with that. He did have one setback late last week. They do this thing. He's got a tube that goes right down into his stomach, and that's how they feed him. And when they are about to feed him again, they put like a empty plunger on it and pull out just to see what's in his stomach. And I guess one night it came out with a lot of green stuff, and they weren't sure what that was. So what they did was they cut back on giving him any formula. Em had started pumping, but the milk hadn't quite come in all the way yet until actually that next day when we got in and she was able to bring a ton. So that halted all the milk intake. They theorized that it was just after having actual breast milk, he didn't want to have the formula and kind of had a reaction to it. So since then, they started him up, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20. So he's up to 35 now. Once he got up to 30 last night, they were able to take him off the thing. He did have a little spit up when we were there around 11 today. But aside from all that, he's been doing great. We think he should be home next week, I want to say. They haven't told us that, but they said the main things that they're looking for is him putting on a good deal of weight. Not a ton. And they don't have like a magic number that they're looking for, but to also just be eating well and to maintain temperature. And of course, getting all the other stuff taken out has been great. And so that's been going well. He might actually, we're going to try, see if he can breastfeed for the first time tomorrow, which will be the day you're listening to this. So hopefully that will go well. He's doing good. We've kind of gotten into a schedule where we go over in the morning, like before lunch. We try to go there before his lunch. His shift just changed for when he eats, so we're actually going to shift our schedule a little bit. But we've been going over in the morning, kind of feeding him, and then we go in the afternoon. We did go late a couple of times, but it's just really tiring. And we took Lucy with us one time, and the whole thing was just kind of a lot to deal with. All the parents were in for the weekend up through when Em got out on Wednesday, and then her parents went home and my dad went home, and my mom has actually been here, and she just comes over every day and watches Lucy and then goes back and forth to a hotel like when we're home so that we can all try and get some rest. Speaking of rest, that has been the big contention around the house lately. Because Lucy is not sleeping well. She's just out of sorts. I mean, this whole thing is weird for her. Even though her mommy's home and not going to work, you know, we are going to the hospital all the time, and she's definitely not used to me being gone, and she's not used to my mom being here. I think she likes all these things. Well, not us leaving, but she likes having her grandma here. But for her, it's really hard because she hasn't seen Jack. Where he is set up in the NICU, she can't see him. There is a big window that she can look through, but he's in the opposite corner, and there's kind of like a big pillar thing in the way. Plus, I talked to the doctor about it, and he said that, you know, there is a hospital policy, and the number is 5 that you have to be to come in. And the other thing is that they've found that with kids, it can be pretty traumatic seeing their sibling with like all the things hooked up to him. So she still hasn't seen him aside from pictures that we show on her phone. But she, you know, she seems to like the idea, but I just, it's really hard for her. And since it's hard for her, it winds up being hard on us. Naps have been very erratic, and sleeping at night has been just kind of all over the place. We've tried doing a few things. You know, we wanted to kind of wean her off sleeping in our room so much, but, you know, that's what we were going to use these next few weeks to do. And instead, we're, you know, going back and forth to the hospital and trying to make sure both of our kids are doing well. So it's just been tough. A couple nights ago, she wanted us both to lay down with her, and we spent an hour and a half in there, I think, and just laying down. You know, it was actually not terrible to lay down, but I get very restless when we're doing this because, as far as I'm concerned, might as well just, if she's going to be up, we might as well come out here. But of course, that's not the point of her, you know, laying down and going to sleep. You need to get her on a schedule, and it's just tough. Of course, also trying to set up a schedule when everything's kind of going crazy around her is also very difficult because she pretty much just wants to hang out with us. So that night that, you know, she was up, you know, we were all in the bed and it didn't work. I thought she fell asleep, and so I got up, and then about a few minutes later, Em came out, and so we thought, okay, she finally fell asleep. And then she woke up and came out here, and then I went back down and laid down with her for a little bit longer, and I was just like, you know what, this is stupid. Let's just stay up until, I don't know, you know, we'll give her a little bit of a break, and she can hang out. So we did that, and then yesterday on Monday, we were trying something different. She's got this book. She got a Bitty Baby, which is like an American Girl doll, but like a baby doll version. And we told her that it was from Jack, you know, she likes it, and it came with a storybook, and both Em and I have read her the storybook, and it actually had like a really interesting thing in there. It's just like a real quick thing, but we have tried to start incorporating it into, you know, Lucy's life, and that's just laying down for like rest time in your room where you don't have to go to sleep, but you can. And yesterday it actually worked. We got her all set up with this feather bed that I've talked about on previous episodes that she calls my bed because I slept out here one time when she was sick, and gave her a pillow and gave her a friend. And I was like, okay, you lay down. We'll be here if you need us. And she wanted like one thing, and I went in, I gave it to her, and then that was it. And she fell asleep. Today I tried it, and it just did not hold. She was screaming, and Em's trying to sleep, and you know, this is the whole thing right now, is that if we were at our best and our most alert and our least tired, this would still be difficult, and we are none of those things right now, and it is super difficult. So that didn't work. Last night we tried just putting her in her room and saying, okay, go to, you know, you're it's time for you to lay down and go to sleep. Em read the books like normal, and then we just left, and that just wound up being like an hour and a half of her screaming at us. We figured she would tire herself out, but she did not. So we're gonna try and amend that tonight and have her do books, and then one of us will lay down with her in there, kind of, but the idea is to get her to start getting used to her room. She says it's scary, but we don't really know. We haven't been able to get out of her what is scary. She said the sheets are scary, and she said something else is scary, but it's like your sheets have cartoon owls and turtles and stuff on them, you know, and you've never had a problem with them before. So, you know, it's really hard getting to the bottom of what's really going on with a toddler. And since today didn't work out, like I said, she was screaming again, and she came out for rest time. She actually came out here, laid down next to me on the couch, and fell asleep immediately. So it's just been really hard. The funny thing is, like, Em and I have been talking when we go to the hospital and whatnot, that this situation we're in with having a child in the NICU could easily be a million times worse than it is. He's been in great health. The nurses are wonderful. It seems like he's getting really good care. The weather was even really nice for several days. I mean, we went there with shorts on a few times, and it was bright and sunny. Today it's rainy, and it's supposed to be rainy again tomorrow with possible snow, which is kind of insane. But condition-wise, everything has been going really well for us as far as the situation goes. And obviously, like I said, it could be much worse. I did not expect with all this that the hardest part would be once you come home and then have to deal with the first child, I mean, who is just having huge problems with all of this. So that's been the biggest difficulty. And then when she gets tired, she gets more whiny and demanding for things. So we're going through all this stuff. She doesn't understand any of it. And then we come home and it's just like, it can be nails on a chalkboard for a while. But, you know, again, it's all going to be water under the bridge. We're all just kind of holding out and waiting for Jack to come home. Like I said, we don't have a date or a time or anything like that set up at this point, but obviously that's something we're very much looking forward to and waiting for. I'm actually going to be heading out on Friday. My friend Chad is getting married to a wonderful woman who I've met a few times while going back home for different weddings and visits and stuff, and he asked me to be in his wedding. And so, you know, got the suit, we've had the plane thing set up and the hotel, all that. We were thinking like, oh man, this might cut it kind of close for the baby originally, which would have been 6 weeks out or something. Obviously we were like, as soon as this happened, it was one of those things where I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? But Em and I have kind of talked it over and we've decided that I am still going to go. Probably Jack isn't going to come home until next week. There's been no indication from the doctors or the nurses that he would come home this week anyway. Plus Em's parents are going to come in for Easter. That's been the plan the whole time. So they'll be here. If he does come home, there'll be plenty of backup. My mom's going to stick around for a while. So even if that does happen, there'll be enough people around to take care of things, which is good. But, yeah, I'm actually, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to it. It would be nice to get a little break. But there's also a part of me that's, you know, like, oh boy, I don't know about leaving right now. But it helps to know that, you know, her parents and my mom and dad will be around. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I'm trying to think. Since that's been our focus, not a lot else has been going on. I will say that, you know, one of the feelings that I've felt most throughout this whole process has been, at first, when he was born, the first word that popped into my head, and not after he was born, but after he was born and kind of taken away, was kind of like empty. Because it's like, you know, when Lucy was born, she was born in our house. We were able to, you know, I think we took a nap with her almost right away because we were pretty exhausted from a super intense 6-hour labor. And then all the parents came and we, you know, had champagne and friends came the next few days. And with this one, you know, obviously the plan was thrown right out the window for a home birth. And it just feels so like we haven't been able to really celebrate anything because we've just been focused on going and seeing Jack and making sure Lucy's doing all right and all this stuff. But empty's not the right word. It's more of drained. You know, there's so much going on that it can be really taxing to go through all this, and I'm not surprised, really, but it's just kind of the thing that we've been going through. Even you know, my bosses have been great as far as work goes. I've still turned in a few things here and there. I'm not doing my morning work anymore. I thought about going back to it while I was here this week, but I'm kind of glad I didn't, because when I woke up this morning, I was just completely drained. Monday I woke up and I was feeling great. I'd actually like been able to stay up and I watched a movie I wanted to watch, The Running Man on Netflix, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. And I actually, even though I only got about 6 hours of sleep, I felt good when I woke up, when Em woke me up at 8, because she pumps in the morning and then sometimes she'll wake me up and I'll come out and watch Lucy while she goes back and sleeps for a couple hours. And then in the middle of the day I started getting pretty tired. And then today I just woke up tired. I got a little bit more energy in the middle of the day, but I still feel like I'm crashing a little bit. And it's one of those things. One of the things that I was worried most about with having the second kid was going into it sleeping poorly. And then dealing with anything that comes from him waking up and needing feeding and whatnot. And that happened, but much earlier than I anticipated. I mean, Lucy's still in our room. That's the problem. She's still in our bed, and she kicks and moves around a lot, and we got to get her so that she won't at least come in our bed. We might have to put like a little cot or something at the end of our bed so she'll stay down there if she really needs to come into our room or whatever. But, you know, she can't be sleeping in the bed when Jack's home. So, you know, we're trying to deal with a lot of this stuff like much earlier than we thought we would have to, and in a much shorter amount of time. So we're just kind of trying to do what we can, but I'm not sleeping well. She even came to bed like later last night, but I was so exhausted by the time I went to bed that even though she came into our room around 3, it still felt like really early, and then she really crowds me out, which is something impressive for someone so tiny. But, you know, I think the main thing that we're focusing on is just hoping Jack gets big and strong so he can come home. And I think a lot of things will just kind of fall into place once he is home. I think Lucy will be a lot happier when we're here on a regular basis. I know Em and I will be a lot happier. I mean, there's a lot of crazy things that go on with just having an infant in the house. But I think a lot of that will feel less exhausting or taxing than what we're doing now, which is basically trying to split time between two locations and two kids and kind of two sets of feelings. Because like with him, it's like, okay, let's get stronger, let's get bigger, come on, you're doing great. And then with her, it's like, okay, let's try and change all these things so that we can all be like a more efficient family and that kind of stuff. So it's just tough. It's tough for everybody. But you know, like I said, I keep reminding myself that this situation could have been a million times worse. I don't think that's an overstatement. And for the most part, Lucy's doing well. She's just not wanting to sleep or pretty much do anything we say. But, you know, Jack's doing well. This is a situation that will hopefully not last much longer past next week. And we will all kind of figure out what our new family situation is at home pretty soon. So with that, I'm going to sign off. You can find all the information that I usually give at this point on poppapa.com in the show notes for this episode. I don't really do Facebook much. If we are friends, you might see some stuff on there that M will tag me in. But I am on Twitter at Papadietsch. That's PoppaDietsch. I have been sending out pictures of Jack here and there. Yeah, we even got one of him smiling, which is probably my favorite picture of him. And it's actually on my phone. So every time I turn my phone on to look at it, if I don't have a message, I see his face. So I like that. But yeah, there's some things on there. I'm throwing up some pictures and a few updates here and there. So if you are curious, that's a good place to see. Or M will keep people updated on Facebook. Aside from that, all the blogging stuff's pretty much come to a halt because I don't have the energy for it at the moment. But once I do, I'll be able to give a good post about how much I liked watching The Running Man or G.I. Joe Retaliation a couple weeks ago or anything like that. So until then, this will probably be the last post on pophoppa.com until next week when I do next week's episode. And hopefully I will be talking about how much of an awesome time I had at the wedding and how good it is to have Jack home. But we shall see. All right, gang. Have a good one.